Just take a trip down memory lane just for a very, very quick moment before we move on further.
Louis the Fly, I'm Louis the Fly, straight from rubbish tip to you, spreading disease with the greatest of ease, straight from rubbish tip to you.
Yeah, we heard the story last week come through of the fly that laid some maggots, live maggots, on a customer's chicken meal at a restaurant in Newcastle. And the first thoughts were, how disgusting is that? How can this happen? But it turns out that it may not be necessarily as sinister as all thought. It can happen very quickly. And someone who's got a little bit of thought on that, Associate Professor James Woolman from the University of Newcastle. University of Wollongong, rather. Good morning, James. Firstly, this you take us back a little bit. How exactly do live maggots grow in our food? What's the process?
Morning, Mark. Yeah, well, at this time of year, there are flies around us all of the time that are attracted to foodstuffs. Anybody that has a weekend barbie would know all about that. So the fundamental process here relates to the reproductive drive of the female fly. She's looking for somewhere to lay her eggs or maggots to keep the life cycle ticking over, and she's really attracted to the smell that comes from the food. The issue that applied here with the customer's meal is that some flies pretty alarmingly can lay live maggots rather than eggs, and these maggots are able to start feeding on the food straight away. The female, in fact, has a special egg or maggot-laying tube at the back of her body, and she can literally squirt live maggots out onto food when somebody's head is turned. And next thing you know it, you've got an extra garnish on top of your dish.
And it can happen just like that. It's not necessarily a case of they'll sit there and wait for a while. It can just be something that happens so quick. That's the story, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. They're really very strongly attracted to the food in the first place, and the response from the female in laying the maggots, producing the maggots and squirting them onto the food can occur in a split second.
So, like, literally by the time you turn your head and you turn your head back and shoo the fly away, the damage could be done.
Yeah, and understandably, people assume that they bought the food like that. They don't appreciate that this stuff can happen so easily in their own home. But it's a big issue, not just with restaurant meals, but also takeaway food, where somebody would have bought it from an outlet, taken it home before eating it, and left it sitting outdoors just for a short time, or even in the kitchen. You might have a blowy come inside during this time of year into the kitchen, and you've got the problem there.
So what is it about the warm or eatable temperature of food that makes it a thriving environment for live maggots? I mean, you said the flies are attracted to the smell, but what is it about the actual food at that temperature that is good for them?
Well, it's because maggots are what we call ectotherms. So a bit like a snake or a lizard is only active on a sunny day, it's the same with the flies and the maggots. They rely on the temperature of their surroundings for their activity levels. So if the food is nice and warm, then the maggots will also be able to be extremely active. But the heat of the food, the temperature of the food, if too high, can be deadly. So that should reassure customers for the most part, because if the food comes out of the kitchen and it's piping hot, that should be too hot to be comfortable for the flies or the maggots, and it should keep them away. But if it cools down a bit, then that's when you've got a problem.
What about cold dishes? Is that something that may attract them, or is it really just those warm meals that we love to go out for?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the warm meals that you've got to be concerned about. But you could have cold cuts, chicken in particular, being attractive to them. But if it's too cold, in the same way as if it's too hot, they generally won't like it.
So I guess as well it's the onus on us all to take a little bit more care at home, at the barbecue, when we're out at a restaurant, and also maybe for those that are serving the food once it comes out of the oven, once it's getting on the plate and once it's being brought out, just take a little bit more care so that none of us end up in the same boat as those customers last week.
Yeah, just keep an eye on it. But the good news is that if you happen to eat the maggots by mistake...
Oh, this is getting better and better.
you're actually unlikely to get sick from them. That they'll be killed off inside the stomach, so they'll just be giving you a little bit of extra protein. It shouldn't be too much of a drama.
Well, that's all good news, isn't it? they haven't been alive long enough to, you know, to be as dirty as the fly. Thanks for sharing a little bit of that with us, I think, James. But at least you've shed some light on what happened last week, okay?
No problem. All the best. Bye.
Alrighty, he is an expert in the field, so I guess he knows what he's talking about, from the University of Wollongong and their School of Bioscience, Associate Professor James Warman. So just wave those hands a little bit longer and keep the flies away. We're heading into summer too, so the next 6 months we'll be doing a lot more of it. At 27 past 11 at 2NURFM.